Yeah. Right, this is the man, he's named Mr. Bolton,
right?
Right,
right. Right, here.
Hi there, James. I'm sorry about this. Has Gail explained it to you?
Yeah, but what's the problem here?
Well, where did the dog, the pit bull, come from? Because you shouldn't have this dog. It shouldn't be on the streets.
I've got papers to say he's a staffie.
Papers? So who printed the papers? Can you tell me who they came from?
We got them from the trust we got the dog from.
We've been investigating them for a while. The whole thing's a fraud, mate.
It's actually a police letter this is printed on.
It's one of these things. We're going to have to take the dog now and then... You know,
you're not taking the doggy now. I've got the papers. I'll prove it to you. Give me 10 minutes.
This dog shouldn't be on the street. And, you know, you can appeal it.
You know, I've got police papers on police-headed paper.
But I could put a police-headed letter together just now and say I was a policeman, but I'm clearly not. You know, I mean, I work for the SSPCA.
Don't take my... Let me come home and see you for 2 minutes.
It's not going to happen, mate. You can't have a pit bull.
He's not a pit bull.
He's clearly a pit bull. What did they tell you? Do you know much about dogs yourself, James?
Yeah, I do.
And what says to you it's not a pit bull, the fact that it's a pit bull?
Who's reported him?
A number of the neighbours have complained to us, saying there's a big guy walking about with muscles and a pit bull.
Oh, God, I've got muscles. He's a pit bull because I'm a big lad.
Intimidates a lot of people. You know, I don't know if you've been, you and your pit bull have been scaring. Oh, he's hung up. This is great.
Oh, James, the guys just told me that you said it's okay to take passes.
No, I didn't. Yeah, have you given them?
Did. Yes.
James, I've not got a choice.
You gave them, Dale, I told you.
What?
You've got the police letter. Did you not show them that?
The guy said it's fake. He said the whole thing's a scam.
Where are they taking them?
I don't know.
Did you not find it? You just let somebody come and take a family member.
James, hold on. The guy stopped halfway up the street.
Hello, sir. You said to us it was okay to take the dog.
No, I didn't. I said, no, I'll be home.
No, you said that you had the certificates and it was okay for us to take it.
No, do not take my dog.
No, it's too late, sir. The dog's away now.
Mate, what's your name?
Mr. Bolton. Ramsay Bolton.
I swear to God, I will your head, your shoulders when I see you.
See, you sound like a pit bull owner now, sir, if I'm being honest with you. Take a deep breath, right? And maybe think about getting a cat or a rabbit.
I will stuff a rabbit right up your... You be at my door, and I swear I'll be taking the dog after you, and I'll wrap you doing your aunt polish.
This is why your neighbours were intimidated by you, sir.
You be intimidated by me.
We're away. Oh, God, he's hung up again.
What is it, mate?
I've got good news. I've just spoken to Gail there, and we've come up with a compromise she seems quite happy about.
Aye.
We've got a cat to replace the dog. It's make your dad mad.
Oh.
James, we don't need you coming up the road.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But I've got to say, that was one of the best ever. Oh, Gail played a blinder.
My head is absolutely red raw.
Oh, speak to you later, James, and thank you for being so brilliant, both of you. See you later.
Bye.